It's an education fight right here in the president's own backyard. This month, the education department quietly ended a voucher program that's put about 1,700 D.C. students in the district's private schools. But the story doesn't end here. Joining me now live is Matt Welch, editor-in-chief for Reason Magazine, and someone who has been watching the fight over the D.C. voucher program from pretty much the beginning. Matt, great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So this program, essentially, the stimulus package killed it. So I thought that the White House had said that maybe there might be a little bit of flexibility for students who were already in the program to continue. Is that not the case?
It's a little bit complicated, but basically the omnibus spending plan, the $410 billion plan that was passed in February, they found one thing to look at with a cost-benefit analysis, and it was this D.C. Voucher program. And what they said is they're going to kick it down the can until school year 2009 and 2010. Then it will require congressional approval. This is a way to say that we're not killing it, we're just postponing the decision, knowing that next year a Democratic controlled Congress is never going to authorize funding again. So the kids who are in the program right now will continue to be in the program this year, the school year, but it's an open question of what happens to them afterwards.
This presents an interesting quandary for the White House and for education officials, since at this time there was a study that said that the students who are in this program are, let me get this correct here, solid gains for all of the participants, and the first group of students is 19 months ahead of their public school peers in their reading levels. How does that look?
It looks bad to me. Obama said on the campaign trail, he was asked specifically about the D.C. voucher system, and he said, you know, let's wait until we have evidence and we'll go based on evidence. Well, they had this evidence. This report was released on a Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C., which you know what that means. A couple of
weeks. It's a document dump they hope nobody will notice.
Yes, and this happened a couple of weeks after they effectively killed the voucher program. This document was actually prepared last November. It was known to people within the Department of Education, and they knew that it was going to come out looking good. And despite that, and despite the fact that just today the education secretary wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal saying, you know what, we need to make decisions not on ideology. We need to base them on what's good for the kids. Well, they know this is good for the kids, and they killed it anyway for expedient political reasons.
So is this going to come back to bite the president, who has daughters at Sidwell Friends, where at least a couple of the kids in the voucher program also attend?
Yeah.
Won't it open him to questions of hypocrisy?
It will, and it's a question of when people come around to noticing. He is a master at sort of giving mixed messages to people. To the people who are into school reform, he says, I like charter schools. You know, we need to stop with the old way of thinking. But yet to the teachers' unions, who bankroll a lot of Democratic politics, he says, you know, we need better pay for teachers. And so everyone who's favorably inclined to him hears what they want to hear. It's a matter of time before they start realizing that where the rubber meets the road, he's sort of twisting the knife in their back, and that's what's happening.
And that moment may be coming, because there are signs that Congress might get involved. There was a letter sent by Senator Lieberman of Connecticut and Senator Collins of Maine, basically asking Secretary Duncan to let this program continue.
Lieberman is vowing to hold hearings, but let's remember who holds the power. It ain't him, you know. Right now, it's a Democratic Party who is ideologically opposed to vouchers, as is the Education Secretary. He said it before. They are not going to renew the program, most likely. And the Education Secretary sent letters to the incoming students, or the parents of incoming students, before this school year, who were supposed to be part of the voucher program, and said, look, don't do it. Don't get your hopes up. This program's not going to last. So it's clear where the administration sides. And unfortunately, it's against, in my opinion, the interests of the children.
All right. It's a story that we will keep watching, and we will have you back to keep us posted.
Thanks.
Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.